Welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us on Sunday evening, April the 24th, 2011.
Sing with me.
Low in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark moment, and he lives forever with his saints to
Ensemble's going to come and share with us.
Provide. Christ's blood doth flow. All who seek his cleansing found must to Calvary go. Sinner, oh sinner, receive his gift today. For 'tis only by his blood sins are washed away. On the cross of Calvary, the Lord of all, there behold his agony, hear his pleading call. Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. On the cross of
that was wonderful. Thank you, ladies. We will we'll ask the men to come at this time. Let's thank the Lord for this offering. Father, thank you for your goodness and your grace to us and the way you love us and care for us. And Father, I know that Paul and Kathy and Bradley have extremely heavy hearts. And I know that Amy has a lot of questions at this time, Father. Please be all that they need in this great time, Father. Father, we do pray for a miracle, if it's at all possible. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
here. Appreciate that, Because He Lives. Beautiful arrangement. Well, let's sing a few more songs tonight. This piece came to my mind this week as I was thinking of what Christ had done for us on the cross, and of course the resurrection, but just thanking Him for what He does for us and what He's done for us and does on a daily basis. I've come before you today. Sing with me.
I come before you today, and there's just one thing that I want to say.
Come and behold Him, wait now before.
Prayed for several months while the Creeds had their opportunity to minister in Brazil. And so I think Chris and Anna are going to come and give us a report. You need hand mics or do you want... Okay, we have one right here. It is right here. Okay.
Beat you to it.
Okay.
Just wanted to thank everybody for all their prayer and financial support. It was a good trip for Anna and I and the boys. It was very productive. We learned a lot. You go to a field and you think that you're going to bless them, but it ends up being the other way around. I'm going to go ahead and start some pictures and kind of talk through them. All right, this is Christmas Eve. We left about 6 a.m. from Nashville. This is our pile of luggage. There's things that, just conveniences that aren't available there, so we were taking things for the missionaries and also for our own use while we were there. Here's the gang, packed up, ready to go. We were able to stay in a home of a missionary couple that was here on furlough. Jonathan and Aaron Matthews, they were here having a baby and also doing some furlough travels. So we were able to use this home, which was a great blessing. It was only about 3-4 blocks from my sister's house, so we were able to walk back and forth. This is kind of what I went to do, home maintenance, repairs, things like that. I'm not a licensed electrician or plumber, but I'm pretty sure this isn't code, having open electrical next to the water, but this is just how they do it. Yeah, this is, if you want a hot shower, these are the shower heads they use. It's kind of an instant heat system. The missionary's home there, we went to work on. They had some electrical issues, plumbing issues, and then we also went to paint the house, so here I am getting into that. No wire nuts on any electrical connections. Everything's just taped. So everything I touched, I put back with wire nuts. But just fixing various things. There's a door you'll see us working on here. Actually made it into a partition. There was a section of their home that with about a 10-foot drop-off, and they were fearful, this section here, that one of their young ones would sneak out and fall off, so we blocked that off. Here I'm doing a little masonry repair, getting things prepped to paint. This was easier than moving a ladder around. I just went back and forth on the wall. Here's my brother-in-law getting involved in the action. He said if I took care of the higher parts, he would take care of everything else. It was a little difficult to paint. It was rainy season while we were there, so every afternoon it pretty much rained. We have to get out, get what we could get done as quickly as possible, and then head back in. Some other work we did, there's a piece of property that Jonathan Matthews, the missionary whose home we were staying in, they're developing there for a church site and community center. And so this was some stuff we were able to work on also while we were there. That bank, to avoid erosion, we were able to put sod on that. And had a gravel and sand delivery. This is their version of a dump truck right here. And those guys did not slow down from the time they backed in till they left. Just extremely hard workers. There was a well on the property previously, but it had gotten covered over. And so we were able to locate that and put an electric pump so we could water the sod. They didn't want to bucket it all by hand. So we were in the middle of Sao Paulo, which is the largest city in South America and also the largest city in Brazil. But right in the middle of the city were loose horses. A little different, but we were able to catch a picture of the horse getting in the trash. Here are our four boys and then my three nephews. So we did get quite a few looks as we went around with seven boys. Here's the whole crew. Now, that is my sister, Melissa, standing next to Anna and her husband, Josh. Part of their ministry is not only working in the church and preaching and helping with the kids' groups and discipling, but they try to make these personal connections, having people in their home and discipling. Josh has done a great job with discipling new converts. We were able to go to several people's houses. This is a traditional dish in Brazil. Some places you go, if you don't eat everything they serve you, they might be offended. That wasn't the case in the homes we were in. And as a matter of fact, the upper bowl, she called the American version. The lower pot you see there was complete with cow tail and other parts. You are enjoying. I tried everything at least once. Part of Anna's projects, things she was wanting to do, was do things with the young girls there. You want to make any comments on them?
We had several different people from our mom's group that donated several things. We did several different days where just the teen girls would come and meet. And there was always a good turnout. In the area that we are ministering to is very, very poor. So any kind of activity that you have at the church, they want to come. And we did backpack purses made from a T-shirt. We made jewelry using a penny. We did. We made our own beads. We did several different activities, and they just loved it. They loved all the different things. And at the different times, at the end of the activities, you'd have to almost tell them you have to go home now because they didn't want to leave. So. But the mom's group here at Grace helped get some of those supplies that I needed for all the different activities.
Here are the girls showing off their new backpacks. I think you've worn this clicker out, Doc. There we go. Another thing we were able to participate in was the VBS they had. It was school break, their summertime, while we were there, so... that was a lot of fun, able to get our boys involved as well. They were real big on the face painting. Here's Josh leading the music part of the service. Put a paintbrush in Roman's hand. He enjoyed that. Part of the things we would do with the boys while the girls were doing their craft projects, we would do sports activities with the boys. Soccer's a big deal there. So... got to play some soccer. You can see the basketball goal has no rim, so we weren't able to play any basketball. They'll play barefoot on this concrete, gravel, lots, any vacant space to play, they'll play. But they'll take their shoes or flip-flops off. They don't want to tear them up, so they'll play barefoot. Part of our trip, we were able to go across Brazil to the state of Acre, the city of Rio Branco. There's a missionary family there, Stephen and Kelly Doolittle, and they have kids the same age as Roman and Gavin, and we've gotten to know them pretty well while they're here on furloughs, so we were able to go visit. Part of that included yellow fever shots, though, so that's Gavin. Roman didn't know to look away. See, now you can't tell what I'm thinking. Here's the Doodle family. We were able to visit for 1 week and see their ministry and participate with them. They have four children. It's their oldest son leading the music in their church. This is on our way to a colony ministry that they have. It's out and away. On Saturdays, Steve goes and preaches for a small colony church that wouldn't be able to support a pastor. And really, there's not enough people in the area to build a church that would be able to support a pastor. So he drives probably close to 300 miles round trip on Saturdays just to help minister them. Here's the road as we started going in. It's a typical housing out in that type area. At the colony church, the boys found a termite hill. Playing with that. Some of the people that come, they'll walk for 30 minutes to 2 hours to get to the church service, the people in the surrounding area. This fellow that lives in this house donated part of his property for the church to be built on. And then he'll host Steve and his family. On the way back home, we passed this young fellow who's out doing a little bird watching. This is in the church that Steve is in Rio Branco in the city. They did a great job getting the boys involved in the ministry and helping us, just giving us things to do, keeping us busy. He had a wall he needed torn down, so that was that fell into my specialty of demolition. There's Roman with a little machete, chopping roots. Here's just some more housing out in that area. We found a spider in the shower at the house Steve used to live in. He's trying to sell it right now, but still maintaining it. And this was in the shower. It was dead, though, before I picked it up. Here's a moth the boys came across. Saw a few snakes. This is a museum in Rio Branco we were able to go to. Boys got to learn a little bit about the area there. This is a picture that was in that museum of a tribe that was just located 3 or 4 years ago. Had no idea it existed till then. So, I mean, there's still areas that just no one knows if anyone's there or not in Brazil. Just some Indian-type artifacts. While we're there, we were able to go into Bolivia for the afternoon. So here's the border crossing. Able to try on some hats. It's my brother-in-law's Panama Jack impression. Steve, the fellow in the red shirt, does not like pictures taken, so every shot I have of him had to be done quickly and while he wasn't paying attention. Here are all the cousins on a day at the park. There were 5 boys under the age of 5 when we got there. Able to pick up some Palmeiras jerseys. And was able to get a little shopping in. Here's a typical form of transportation. You'll see this a lot. I did not get a picture of one. It was a husband and wife on the motorcycle. Infant sitting on the gas tank, and then another small child behind the wife. One helmet on the whole motorcycle, and that was, of course, on the man driving. Another form of getting things around. Cars are expensive there, so you know, your middle-class person may or may not have a car. When we rode around, we fit 11 into a 4-door Volkswagen Polo, about the size of a Jetta. 3 in the front, 8 in the back.
Yeah, guess who got to sit in the front? The guys did.
My brother-in-law let me tag along with him every time he had to go cross town or take care of any kind of business or things for the church or visitation type things. He let me tag along. This is one afternoon getting on the subway. Started getting a little crowded. Here's inside the subway cars. They've just now come out with some that have air conditioning, so that'll be nice. It's a picture of kind of a typical neighborhood, suburb type area. They'll build on any type land they can find, hillsides. Everybody's nervous when it rains a lot because they don't do large footers. Here's a cathedral in the city, in the center of the city. Different government type buildings. We were able to give our testimonies at the church with help of a translator. Here they are giving Anna some presents. Our last service, different people. This girl's from America. She married a Brazilian guy, and she and my sister have been able to spend a lot of time together and help encourage each other. And here's the pastor. They're turning the church over to this national pastor, Benedito, and his family. Anything you want to add? Again, I just wanted to say thank you for all your help and support. Made the trip very successful, and we look forward to doing it again.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, that was good, wasn't it? What a great opportunity. And you remember there were five things that when we looked at that book, Radical, that he talked about. He talked about, number one, the concept of in the Bible every day. And we talk about one-year Bibles, right? And secondly, praying for missions. And you got to do different things to be able to pray for missions. And what we've been promoting is the Operation World Handbook. So you read every day, you read something about this and think about it and pray about it. And then make a sacrificial gift somewhere in that area. Go beyond your comfort zone and do something spectacular to help someone in their special needs. What was the fourth one? Okay, I've gotten three. What was it? What? Short-term trips, okay? And I think a lot of folks are pulling all that together, and that's a great opportunity. We're just about 2 weeks from Angola, I think, which is the first for this summer. And the last one was be a part of a caring community. In other words, get involved right where you're at. And so we've got some great opportunities that the Lord has providentially given us to be involved and to work in folks' lives. So I hope that you'll look at those things and you'll talk to the creeds about these things so that they can share a little bit about the ministry that they had an opportunity to participate in. I wanted to kind of leave you just one idea from this morning. And there was a phrase in 2 Corinthians 5:20, and I think King James, New King James, most of them translated, be reconciled to God. And that's the message. The thrust of that particular phrase there really argues for a once and for all decision, get reconciled with God. That's the message. Get reconciled with God. And that's the opportunity we have in this day and time, because people are out there. They've got a lot of different kinds of things. We're living in a culture that is so pluralistic. There's all different kinds of religious options and one thing or another that's out there. But the critical focus is folks need to understand once and for all, I need to make my peace with God. When I was a child, and you did everything traveling, and we made a lot of long trips, and the long trips we frequently started near where I lived in Indianapolis, went up through Chicago, up through Illinois, into Wisconsin, to the Netherlands of Wisconsin. And along the way, there was, when we first started traveling, there were not really interstates. They didn't really have interstates. That's, many of you, shocked that there was ever a world where we didn't have interstates. But trust me, there was a day and time when that didn't occur. And so consequently, you did all kinds of things to occupy yourself on a trip like that. And, of course, my dad and I, we knew when the Cubs were playing, and we knew that 720 WGN was a clear channel station. And so, to be encouraging to my mother, we frequently would have that on. But there were times when there wasn't even a Cub game on, and you needed something. And so you used to play an alphabet game. And you would try to be, and if you saw the word first with the letter, you called it out, and everybody else couldn't call it out. So you got it for that time. And of course, a lot of letters were pretty easy to come by. But when you got to Q's, Q's were really tough. There was only one good Q, and what was the good Q? Quaker State, exactly. See, you people are, you know, you're living in my lifetime here. What can I say? So, yeah, Quaker State Oil. That was one that you really were able to get. But I tell you something else. The Burma Shave commercials, you know, he lit a match to check his tank. That's why they call him Skinless Frank. Yeah, I'm telling you, the humor's really weak today. I understand. Oiler humor, sometimes it shoots right over your head. Sometimes it doesn't get that far at all. But the other thing that we would do is we would see these signs, all different kinds of places. And it was a cross, big old white cross, get right with God. That's what that phrase is arguing. Get reconciled with God. Now, I'll tell you what, with all the sign laws and stuff like that, you don't see as much of that anymore. And in fact, we're on expressways where everything's a blur anyway because of the speed with which we get to drive. Get reconciled with God. That's the message. Now, people like Pastor Bell out of Grand Rapids, you know, you take away a lot of the urgency of missions if you don't have to make a decision in this lifetime. Maybe after the grave, you could come up with another decision. And you could understand where the urgency would be absolutely gone at that particular juncture. But you understand, there is an urgency. And that's what missions, and that's what these opportunities are all about, to encourage folks to get right with the Lord. And that's the critical thing. Well, one or two other things we're going to pray about. Next week, the Loftuses are supposed to be with us, both Mike and Joe Beth. And they've had a lot of things that they're dealing with. And so I think it'll be a time for us to be an encouragement to them and help them from that standpoint. And Tuesday, Scott takes off for parts of Romania. And so you're going to go to Romania, and you're going to be there about a month. You've got a couple of work projects and some other kinds of things. And so we pray for Scott as he goes, that the Lord would watch over him. And lots of other opportunities in our midst. A lot of things that are happening. Boy, I think we're going to have a fabulous summer. And just to see what God's going to do this summer. Are you anticipating like I am? I mean, I'm sitting on the edge of my seat to see and to hear all the things that the Lord's doing. Have a great evening. The Lord bless you.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Grace Baptist Church exists to glorify God by knowing Him through His Word, loving Him through worship and obedience, and serving Him by caring for others. For more information about our ministries, please go to www.aboutgracebaptist.org. See you next time.